wronged, do not commit wrongdoing to others. If you are betrayed, do not betray anyone. If you are called a liar, do not be furious. If you are praised, do not be jubilant. If you are criticized, do not fret and think of what is said in criticism. This was a quote from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Hello, dear viewers. Welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Maryam Haqji. Baqir is a derivative of the word Baqara, which means to open up or to expand. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam was named as such since he introduced and spread the knowledge and teachings of various dimensions and implemented the knowledge streams in the manner which had never been seen earlier. Allama Noor Shastri said in Majalis al-Mu'mineen that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that Imam Muhammad Baqir will introduce, spread, and open up knowledge just like the ground is opened up for cultivation. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam instructed people in perspective of religion, taught exegesis of Quran, taught them the ethics of life, and used to strive very hard to educate culture and guide the people. During the course of his life, he taught the people thousands of theological and religious principles, as well as scientific subjects, and his teachings have been handed down to us. The 26th edition of Tehran's International Book Fair was held on the 1st till the 11th of May. Welcome back to our program. Well, reading is necessary because, for example, reading is an active mental process. Unlike TV, books can make you use your brain. By reading, you think more and become smarter. Also, it is a fundamental skill build. Every good course on the planet has a matching book to go with it. Why? Because books help clarify difficult subjects. Books provide information that goes deeper than just classroom discussions. In addition, remember in elementary school when you learned how to infer the meaning of a word by reading the context of the other words in the sentence? You get the same benefit from books. While reading books, especially challenging ones, you will find yourself exposed to many new words you wouldn't be otherwise. But you don't only become acquainted with new words, you also learn about other cultures and places. For example, what's your favorite vacation spot? I bet you read a lot about that. Destination? The more information, the better. Books can expand your horizons by letting you see what other cities and countries have to offer before you visit them. More importantly, however, books build self-esteem. By reading more books, you become better informed and more of an expert on the topics you read about. This expertise translates into higher self-esteem. Since you are so well-read, people look at you for answers. Your feelings about yourself can only get better.
Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, visited the 26th International Book Fair held at Tehran's Grand Prayer Grounds. The leader of the Islamic Revolution visited various pavilions and talked with publishers of the 10-day exhibition. The Iranian Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Sayyid Mohammad Hosseini, along with several other officials, accompanied the leader of the Islamic Revolution. Some 2,545 Iranians and 1,600 international publishers participated in this year's book exhibition. Foreign publishers flocked to the fair from 77 world countries such as Germany, India, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Britain, Lebanon, and the United States. Tehran International Book Fair is annually held as a social and cultural phenomenon with book displays, panel discussions, and publishing deals. The fair is considered the most significant event of its kind in Asia and the Middle East, and a significant venue for publishers and book lovers to exchange opinions and experiences.
At first, I would like to say hello to everybody from Republic of Turkey, Minister of Culture and Tourism stand in Tehran Book Fair. I am Oral Akyol, officer from Minister of Culture and Tourism in Turkey stand in this year Book Fair. I would like to introduce our Turkish stand in the fair at first. Our aim is to promote Turkish literature and culture in the fair, and to promote our TEDA project in Tehran Book Fair. Our TEDA project is to promote Turkish literature in the foreign countries. We are providing translator subvention for Turkish literature books, and we make contact to local publishers with the writers, with the publishers, and we are providing translators, certified translators for literature books. For example, a Turkish writer's novels can be translated into Chinese, English, or any other languages, whatever possible in the worldwide. Also in this book fair, in the Tehran Book Fair, we are promoting Turkish literature and culture. Also in the ancient Ottoman literature and the history and the culture, such as architecture, is also promoted. And also early years of the Turkish Republic, the culture and the literature is also promoted in the fair. As Turkey, we are attending to Tehran Book Fair years followed by, and we are planning to attend in the future years. And we are very happy to attend Tehran Book Fair this year.
I'm Maryam Mirzapur. I work for R&D department in Ghazal Javan Publications. Ghazal Javan is the representative of Pearson Langman in Iran. And in this place, we introduced the English course books that most of them are customized for Iranian culture. And we can introduce different books from pre-primary to adults section. I think the new part of location, the new location for international part is more better than previous years, because the visitors know what they want and they directly come to the major stand to know what they want proposally. And if they want to know more about our books, in the first part, we introduced the storybooks that can be customized for our course books that be in the next part.
This week, the website we would like to introduce to you, our dear viewers, is called Siptain International Foundation. Please stay tuned with us for the rest of our program.
Al Siptain Foundation is an Islamic academic and cultural foundation that relies in its work on the Islamic creed, represented by the Noble Quran and the Honorable Sunnah. The International Foundation has been established under the supervision of His Eminence Ayatollah Sayyid Murtaza al-Musawi al-Isfahani, may God preserve him, so as to practice and perform its generally propagational and cultural Islamic role throughout the world and in various Islamic fields. The objectives of the foundation are stating the true Shiite sciences and education and defending them through various channels, one of which is the establishment of Al-Siptain site for Islamic learning. It also aims to establish religious and academic schools in different languages like Arabic, Persian, and Urdu, together with obtaining the formal license from the legal offices. These schools aimed at educating and building the student in a scholarly manner in different specialist departments related to seminary as well as academic studies and fields. Another objective is translating some Islamic books and essays into different languages, thus putting forward the Islamic theory in all humanitarian sciences like sociology, psychology, economics, etc., publishing a periodical magazine and writing the textbooks. It aims to propagate and communicate the Islamic creeds and Shiite education to the different areas of the world through various means. It also aims to publish the important Shiite references, reviving the general scientific heritage that includes jurisprudence, theology, etc., and spreading Shiite sciences and education. And the final objective is answering all of the religious questions and doubts that are aroused against Islam and true creeds.
Alhamdulillah, we started our initiative under the guidance of Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Murtaza Musawi al-Isfahani. And we had this in our mind from the first that, inshallah, we can walk and we can have the path of Ahlul Bayt and the school of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, in our institute. Actually, our objective of our institute is to separate and propagate the path of Ahlul Bayt, which, as I said, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, as the result that we had in our institute, Alhamdulillah, we gained that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we started our website in Farsi, and after a few months we added Arabic as well in our website. After we saw the results in Arabic, and with the guidance of Ayatollah Musa al-Isfahani, we added English, French, and recently Turkish. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, after all these, we have lots of audience from different kind of international audience, actually, from different countries, and from America, from a European country like England, Denmark and Sweden, from Australia, from Middle East, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and Emirates, and actually Iran we have. Our institute, other than website that we have the research section that, alhamdulillah, we're using, and we're having lots of Hausa scholars, and in our research section, we had some very, very important researches like Urwat al-Wuthqa, which is published in 41 values, which is studied in very high level of Hawza by the biggest maraja, by the biggest scholars of Shia. And the second thing that it was very big, we stepped on tafsir, which is Tafsir At-Tib al-Bayan by Sayyid Abdul Hussein Tayyib, and Tafsir Sayyid al-Murtada, which is in Arabic. The Tafsir At-Tib al-Bayan is in Farsi, and Tafsir Sayyid al-Murtada is in Arabic. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the objective that we have in our institute, I think, is very big objective, and inshallah, we're trying to be in this objective, and we're trying to improve what we have. And as long as we can have more muhabbin of the lovers and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, inshallah, we can, I think we can have the best, yani, very, very good future.
Welcome back. Now let's go see this artistic report together and we will return. I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned.
In the name of God, I'm Azim Fallah. I took up calligraphy in 1993 under the supervision of Master Akbar Abbasi and later attended Master Abdul Majid Razavian's classes at a more professional level at the Khabaran Cultural House. It's about 10 years I'm engaged in painting calligraphy under the supervision of Master Ali Tan, and I have participated in more than 120 national and international group exhibitions so far. I have also held galleries in Sudan, Azerbaijan, and Belarus. I've gained various honors. I stood first in the National Painting Calligraphy Festival and written works at Imam Reza Peace Be Upon Him Festival. I grabbed the top ranking in Razavi Painting Calligraphy Festival. I was picked at the International Quran Painting Calligraphy Festival and also hailed the Elite Artist Honor of Tehran City. Painting calligraphy is in fact a method in the modern contemporary painting and calligraphy of Iran, which was gradually shaped in the 1950s and 1960s by a number of Iranian calligraphers and painters, including Masters Reza Mafi, Faromarz Pilaram, Sadiq Tabrizi, and Hossein Zenderudi. And these honorable masters have been effective in emergence and progress of this art in Iran. Master Reza Mafi was among the first artists who turned into painting calligraphy. Painting calligraphy has continued to survive in the contemporary art and has gained popularity in many regional countries. Meanwhile, what we see today as painting calligraphy is a result of efforts by many other artists who sought to incorporate calligraphy into painting and show calligraphy as the most outstanding Iranian element in their paintings. Therefore, they took up painting calligraphy and initially used traditional calligraphy. However, gradually, as graphic designers also stepped into this field, and painting calligraphy approach also changed for a while in a way calligraphers turned into painting with a calligraphic inclination, painters with a painting inclination, and graphic designers with their modern perspective. This trend resulted in different approaches in this art, and we witness various works of art showcased in different galleries.
your feedback, so please share your comments with us through email, which is horizon@sahartv.ir.
This week at Center Stage, my colleagues discussed recent Israeli strikes on Syria and whether it's a declaration of war by Israel, as called by the Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Miqdad. Also discussed the desecration of the mausoleum of the respected Shia Muslim figure Hujr ibn Udai in the Damascus suburb of Adra by foreign-sponsored militants. Finally, Center Stage talked about Iran's calling on Egypt to hold urgent Cortay talks on Syria, hoping that contact group comprising of Iran, Egypt, Turkey and Saudi Arabia finds a solution to the crisis there. This week's Center Stage was called Syria, a Declaration of War by Israel. Hope is a motivating power that makes one feel delighted when working, that provides the stimulus for struggling for the sake of duty, and which enlivens body and soul. This power encourages lazy people to work hard and urges hard-working people to remain as such. It also stimulates the failing person to try repeatedly until he succeeds, and encourages the successful person to double his efforts to be more successful. The hope which we are talking about here is the opposite of despair. It carries meanings of cheerfulness and good thoughts. Despair is a demoralizing tool that destroys the work motive in man's soul and weakens the sources of strength in his body. Are you interested to learn more? Watch Inside this week from Sahar Universal Network. Tuesday Open Talk discussed religion and cyberspace functions. The guest of the show was Hujjatul Islam Dr. Qambari, principal of Al Mustafa Open University, and also Sheikh Muhammad Afzal Mirali, Islamic scholar.
Emailing us. We have an email from Muhammad saying, "Hello, thank you for your program. I look forward to it every week." We have another email from Farhad emailing from Ankara saying, "I think sometimes you guys can bring a guest to your program, such as artists, for your topic of calligraphy. That would be very interesting." Thank you so much for emailing us. We really appreciate it. If you would like to email us more about your opinions or suggestions, email us at horizon@sahartv.ir.
یه وقتا پشت ابرا پنهون میشی، میری که آسمون روشن کنی. میخوام که نزدیک تو باشم، تو پیرهن خورشید و تن من کنی. آهای فرشته زندگی سید همین خاطر هاست، آفتاب و سایه سهم ما تو سایه روشن خداست. آهای فرشته با تو هم دنیا بهشت آدم هاست، اما فقط یه فاصله میونه آدم و خداست. یه وقتا پشت ابرا پنهون میشی، میری که آسمون روشن کنی. میخوام که نزدیک تو باشم، تو پیرهن خورشید و تن من کنی. آهای فرشته زندگی سید همین خاطر هاست، آفتاب و سایه سهم ما تو سایه روشن خداست. آهای فرشته با تو هم دنیا بهشت آدم هاست، اما فقط یه فاصله میونه آدم و خداست. یه وقتا پشت ابرا پنهون میشی، میری که آسمون روشن کنی. میخوام که نزدیک تو باشم، تو
thank you for being with us till the end of our program. We hope you've enjoyed it. Have a great week. If you would like to watch our show online, you can go and watch it on our website at english.sartv.ir.